The Hour of the Time may be contacted at HOTT, that's H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, in the state of Arizona, 85925. Our phone number is 928-333-2942, and our website is www.hourofthetime.com.
Listening to the Hour of the Time, and by golly, I'm still William Cooper, and I'm still here, and I hope I'll be here for a long, long time. I contracted a bout of the flu. I woke up yesterday morning about 4 o'clock, or maybe a little after 4, and I was sick. And it turns out that a lot of people here in the valley have come down with this flu. Usually affects most people in the lungs. It got me in the sinuses and the head and the stomach. And I was, my sinuses were just stuffed up and unbelievable complications from that. Tremendous headaches. Running back and forth to the bathroom, and if I'd have been a racehorse, I probably could have won some kind of award. But thanks to Dr. Wallach, I just doubled up on all of Dr. Wallach's stuff, and Tim Mull, who is an herbalist par excellence, and through Doyle, who also came down with this, and Doyle is, that's where I got it from. Tim had given Doyle some herbal formulas to take, and Doyle dutifully passed them on to me when I got sick. And I want to thank Doyle for sort of taking care of me yesterday a couple of times when when I wasn't really able to. And for Tim, for the herbal remedies that and Dr. Wallach that brought me out of it, I feel 1,000 times better than I did yesterday, 500 times better than I did this morning. I still am not well, but it's going away. Now, we're lucky to be on the air tonight, not because of my flu, but because we've had some terrible storms here today. I mean some terrible storms. I walked out at about 4 o'clock. No, it wasn't 4 o'clock. It was earlier than that. I don't remember the exact time. Sometime this afternoon, I walked out and sat down on the porch overlooking the valley to the west. And all of a sudden, I noticed that the clouds were barreling across the sky. I mean, they weren't floating like they normally do. They were charging as if they were jet-propelled or something, only about 500 times faster than jet planes travel. And I thought, my gosh, this is really something. So I sat there watching, and the clouds swung around over Springerville before they came over Eager, and I watched as the clouds began to swirl. I don't know if anybody else saw this or not. I may have been the only one, or maybe somebody else saw it also. But I was watching, I was sitting there watching from the top of the mountain. The clouds began to swirl and a funnel came down out of the clouds. It was a tornado. And it dipped down, right down towards Springerville. And I thought, oh my God, something terrible is about to happen. And then, as if by magic or by the hand of God or what, I don't know, the funnel just sucked itself right back up into the cloud and disappeared. Now, I've been in tornadoes before. I've been at sea on ships when we have experienced water spouts, which is a tornado at sea. I was on the USS Tom Bigby one time moving through a succession of squall lines when we were surrounded. We found ourselves surrounded at one point by seven water spouts. That's seven tornadoes all at once. And you think we weren't scared? Well, we were. So this sort of shook me up a little bit. And so I ran in the house and I began unplugging everything and came in and took 101.1 FM off the air. Before I did that, though, I announced to everybody what I had seen in the clouds, what I had seen happen, so that everybody would have some kind of a warning. And then, just as I had hit the last circuit breaker to shut down all power, the storm hit. And this was a terrible storm. The winds were incredible. And then it began to hail. And the wind began to shift back and forth. And I had seen this when I had experienced tornadoes before. When I had lived through actual tornadoes, I had seen this happen before. Hail coming down, sometimes horizontal to the ground. The wind shifting erratically. And then all of a sudden, stopping, no wind at all. And then all of a sudden, coming from another direction and just driving everything horizontally, not straight up and down, but horizontally. And the hail began to hit the windows, and I thought, oh my goodness. If this hail gets any larger, we're going to lose all the windows. And then, just as mysteriously and as quickly as the whole thing had begun, it quit. And it moved away. And I walked out the other side because it had come from the west and moved across the valley to the east. And I walked out the front door, which faces the east, and the storm was gone. There were overcast clouds, but no storm. It was incredible. People who live in Kansas and Oklahoma and the panhandle of Texas know exactly what I'm talking about. They do, because these are the kinds of storms that they see in what we call the tornado season and that produce tornadoes and cause loss of life and tremendous damage to property. And that's what we saw here today in the Round Valley. And it only lasted maybe at the most 15 or 20 minutes and it was gone. And there was no evidence that it had even occurred except for all the hailstones covering the ground. And they didn't last long because they quickly melted. It's just not cold enough for ice or snow to stay around very long. But it's not summertime either. I can tell you that for sure. So that was certainly an interesting experience. And I came back in and put 101.1 FM Eager back on the air. We weren't off the air more than 30 minutes, I don't think. Maybe 40 minutes. And so that was the end of that. Now the next thing I have to tell you is the other night when Pauline... I think it was Thursday night when Pauline was on the broadcast with me. She was very nervous and she gave off one wrong price. And that was for Waco 2, The Big Lie Continues. I think she said it was $25. I didn't catch that at the time. Waco 2, The Big Lie Continues is $35. And we only have a few left. She told me how many left we have left before she left today, but I've forgotten what she told me. But I know it's not very many. Couldn't be more than 16 or 17 of those videos tapes left. But they're $35. Now, if you heard her say $25 on Thursday night and you sent in $25, we can do one of two things for you. You can either call us or you can write us and tell us that you think that $35 is too expensive, in which case we will immediately refund your money. Or you can send another $10 and we will send your videotape right out immediately. And the reason we're charging $35 is because it's supply and demand. Those are the last original Waco 2, The Big Lie Continues, produced, manufactured, printed, and put out by Linda Thompson herself. We purchased these tapes directly from her. When you get your tape, you'll see that it has her label and all of her copy or everything. It's Linda Thompson's stuff. And when we're out, we cannot produce any more because she has not given us permission to do that. The copyright belongs to her. So when these are gone, as far as I know, they're the last ones in the whole world that she produced. And so they're collector's items. I'm sure the rest of them have been played so many times they're worn out, or they've been thrown in the trash can or lost somehow. You know, they just, you try to find them and you can't. So if you want your copy, they're $35. $35 for Waco 2, The Big Lie Continues. I think we have about 16 left. And don't take me at my word for that. If you order it and you send in your money, if we run out, we'll send your money right back to you. Okay, you're not going to lose a thing. Remember, we only accept cash or blank money orders. Now, very soon, and I don't know exactly when that day is, we're still hashing that out with XL Studios. But XL Studios Corporation has purchased the rights to all of my audio and video intellectual property, including the master tapes of the Hour of the Time. Now, I've done this, and I've executed a contract with them to make sure that no matter what happens to me, this material will always be made available. It won't disappear. It won't be confiscated and go into some big black hole. It won't be sucked up by somebody who puts it on a shelf or burns it or something like that so that it ceases to exist. And XL Studios has been very good about all of this, and they've agreed to every one of my conditions. And there are steep penalties if they violate these conditions. They're going to be paying millions of dollars to my family for the rest of their life. So, and I don't know exactly when it's, we're still negotiating the cutoff date. The cutoff date being the last date that I can sell my intellectual property and when it becomes their intellectual property. Everything else has been completed. The purchase has been made. The contracts have been signed. There's only one thing left, and that's the date that I have to stop, and they take over completely 100% everything. I've done something else also. XL Studios is a media corporation that deals in audio and videotapes, radio, television, and things like that. There is another company that deals in intellectual property of the print kind, publishing, print, books, all that kind of stuff. And also, I forgot to tell you, XL Studios Corporation now owns the website. I will continue to furnish information and have a lot of control over what happens on the website, but it belongs to XL Studios Corporation, so that if anything happens to me tomorrow, the website will still be there. XL Studios Corporation actually purchased the website before CI Host destroyed it, and XL Studios Corporation, through their legal department, has brought suit against CI Host, or are in the process of bringing suit against CI Host for what they did. My book, Behold a Pale Horse, Oklahoma City Day One, which copyright was owned by Harvest Trust, and everything else that I've ever written or published is now owned by Hallmark Creative Corporation. That's Hallmark Creative Corporation. Hallmark Creative Corporation deals in intellectual property, retail products, wholesale, importing, a whole bunch of different things. And there will be links to these two corporate websites from our new website, which is williamcooper.net. Now, that's WILLIAMCOOPER.net. WilliamCooper.net is our new website. XL Studios Corporation now owns the Hour of the Time. 101.1 FM is still owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust, which is the charitable trust that was formed by my children. So I guess I've sort of caught you up on all of those kinds of things. Now let me give you some other information. We still have Project Red Light 1 and 2. That's Project Red Light 1 and 2 for $35 for both of those videotapes. Now, I've got to warn you that Red Light 1, our Project Red Light, the first videotape that I ever did in my entire life, is a technologically handicapped and, I don't know how to say it. It's just, when I watch it, I'm ashamed of it. Now, back when I originally did it, it was the first videotape I ever did in my entire life. I was so proud of it. I was bursting because I did it in my living room on an old two-head VCR. And I did the keyboard, the music for the whole thing. I did it. And all of the filming I did, actually out at Area 51, but it was on a no-quality camcorder. So the value of Project Red Light is, number one, it's the very first videotape ever produced about Area 51 ever in the history of the world. And I did it. And I'm proud of that. I'm not proud of the technological level of the assembly of the videotape. But I am proud of the creativity that went into it and the information that it contains. And at the time that it was produced, you could not have obtained any of that information anywhere under any circumstances from anybody whatsoever. So understand that when you order these two videotapes, Red Light might disappoint you. Red Light 2, on the other hand, is a very good production. And it was not produced for entertainment. It was not produced as a movie. It's not a Hollywood production. It is a production created for people who were interested in researching and understanding what Area 51 is all about. And it includes some footage on there that's just absolutely incredible. For instance, it includes the only footage available in the entire world of what's called a cigar-shaped UFO. And by the way, the same footage is on Project Red Light 1. But Red Light 2 is my, that was the second video I ever created in my life. I learned a lot from producing Red Light. And I learned a lot from a lot of other people in between. I learned a lot by watching other videos. And I'd never thought about these things until I did this. And so Red Light 2, I'm very proud of. And where you may think that it's sort of slow and boring at times, remember it was not created to keep you entertained. It was created to furnish you with information and videotape of an area in Nevada to which no one ever had access in the history of the world. And so both of these videos have tremendous historical import. And if you'd like to have both of them, $35, you can have both of those videotapes. We also have the Atlanta CNN interview, which took place on March the 5th, 1992. And since that interview was conducted, I have changed my mind about a few things. Not a whole lot of things, but a few things. And if you'd like to have that videotape, it's 2 hours long, it's $25, post-paid. Now, I got a couple of letters from some real ignorant people taking me to task because I talked about the laws of the universe and the laws of nature. And they accused me of being New Age religion. New Age religion. I could not believe it when I read their letter. And they pretended to be Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, all, let me inform you right now, just in case there's any mystery about this, all of the laws of the universe, the things that make the universe work, the things that hold the planets in their orbits around the suns and the suns around the galaxy and the galaxies around whatever they spin around, are the laws of God. The laws of nature are the pure and unadulterated laws of God. Where we deviate from the immutable laws of the universe and the laws of nature, we actually go against the laws that God created to make things work. So when I talk about the laws of the universe and the laws of nature, I am not propounding in any manner any kind of New Age religion. I am instead propounding, reinforcing, calling your attention to the immutable, the inviolable laws that God laid down, that God put into place to make things work. And I am calling your attention to what we have done to short-circuit these laws, to become outlaws, if you will. And so, when you write such letters and call me some kind of a New Age religionist because I'm talking about the laws of the universe, the laws of nature, pertaining to man and our society, then you are demonstrating your ignorance about God and about the universe and about nature and about this world and about mankind himself. And I would suggest that you go back and re-examine those things so that you don't fall into that state of being out of grace with God. Because that's where you are at. And I hope you understand that. So, you know, that's some of the criticism I got from the audio portion of the Atlanta CNN interview that I aired on two separate nights. The tax seminar is still available for $25 post-pay. That's the Washington, D.C. Legality of Taxes Seminar, $25 post-pay. If you don't have that, you don't have anything. You've got to have that. The Ohana Lunch on Maui, Hawaii, the island of Maui in Hawaii, where I was the guest speaker, is $20 post-paid. The Zapruder film, well, I don't have the correct price for that, so I won't be talking about it. But anyway, that's where all of that kind of stuff is at, folks, and I hope that straightens up whatever needed to be straightened up, if anything did. I don't know if anything needed to be straightened up or not. I just knew that at least one thing was given out erroneously on Thursday night. We did not go off the air on Thursday night because we were upset or angry. The broadcast was allocated to calls from the listening audience. So when I repeated the phone number about 15 times and nobody called, and then we went to music, and the music played for over 3 minutes and nobody called, since the broadcast time was allocated to calls from the listening audience, we had no choice but to go off the air because Pauline was not prepared to do anything extemporaneously, and neither was I. And you know this is my policy. I don't like to waste time. There are other things that we can do that are more important than sitting before this microphone begging for somebody to call. And you know I won't ever do that. Won't ever do it. And so when we open the phones, if you call, the broadcast will continue. If you do not, then we will go and do more important things. That's my policy. It's always been my policy, and I've done it many times before. So some people called and said, oh, you shouldn't have got so angry. Well, I didn't get angry. And if you can, the tape is available. If you listen to the tape, there was no anger expressed whatsoever. It was just that time was allotted to call-ins. Since there were no call-ins, there was no reason to be on the air. And even though we're still obligated to pay for that airtime, and we always do, we can fill our time with more constructive, more important tasks than just sitting here, you know, trying to come up with something to talk about when we weren't prepared for anything. You see, so that's what happened on Thursday. And that's all that happened on Thursday. So don't go off in an uproar.
This is America's great radio station, WBCQ.
This is the planet.
To the hour of the time, I'm William Cooper on WBCQ, The Planet.
The free speech sound heard the whole world round. WBCQ, you're on the planet.
All right, Alan. I just can't get over how professional and wonderful your jingles are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Cooper. How are you this evening?
I'm better than I was yesterday. I can guarantee you that.
Okay, I heard that your weather wasn't too good out there. I'm calling out of Long Beach, California. Once again, checking out a lot of these strange containers coming into this area.
That's where I was born.
Well, wonderful. Again, I have to apologize that I'm on a cellular phone. I know you don't like that, but because I'm on a vessel ready to get the heck out of here in case the Patriots don't wake up and smell the coffee, may just have to go ahead and take off. But I did have one question kind of relating back to these irrevocable trust, and Nevada State is planning on registering trust as a corporation. Do you recommend that particular plan?
No. In fact, I no longer recommend that you hold a trust in this country.
No. I understand that. No. I understand that. Everything.
Well, if your trust is offshore, why should you register it in the state of Nevada?
Okay, well, I just wonder if, again, there would be any better advantages as far as insurances go.
The only advantage of registering your trust in Nevada is for the federal government to tax you.
That is correct. But, again, a lot of insurance companies don't want to give these trusts auto insurance.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's not up to you to get the auto insurance.
I understand that.
Let the trustee handle that. And he will handle it very well.
Okay, and they're not willing to cut an insurance with the trustee.
Now, how do you know that?
Because I've been working on it.
No. Do you have an offshore trust?
Yes, sir.
Who's the trustee?
Well, the trustee is Trustee A, and then the trustor is Trustee B.
Who is it? Is it you?
No.
Well, who is it? Is it somebody offshore?
Yes.
Is somebody offshore and they can't get you automobile insurance?
Right.
Is it?
In the state of Nevada. So maybe what I ought to do is dump it and then go to Arizona or something?
Well, wait a minute. I'm still not through with this.
Okay, go ahead.
Who is the trustee?
His name is Albert Johnston.
And who does he work for?
Well, he's a trustee offshore down in South America, Costa Rica.
If he can't get you automobile insurance,
right,
then you got the wrong trustee.
Okay.
If you had your trust,
right,
through the organization that we recommend, you wouldn't have any problems with that.
Okay. Well, then maybe that's the big point here. Is there a telephone number that I could possibly call? Because I look for you on the Internet, and I've unfortunately been unable to locate you.
I just gave out the information. It's williamcooper.net.
Okay. And then go that way.
Go to Money Making and Asset Protection.
Okay.
Click on the Belize Offshore Trust.
Perfect.
If you want to join our organization, you don't have to purchase a trust, but it's going to cost you $200 to join.
Right.
Then you'll get the phone numbers and everything that you need. And you can call, and they will advise you and help you in every way that you need.
Okay.
If you want to go that way. I'm not telling you that you need to go this way, but I'm telling you that we don't have the problems that you've experienced.
Okay. And, again, that's
williamcooper.net.
.net.
Yeah.
Bill, thank you very much, and God bless you and your family. Is your family doing okay?
I have no idea. I pray that they are.
Okay. Did they leave, Mr. Cooper?
I forced them to leave the country so that they will be safe, so that if the Nazi jackbooted thugs come up here to get me, they won't be casualties of that experience.
Okay. I did not realize that, and I appreciate you sharing that information with me. Because it's difficult between Nevada.
Well, it's not something I really want to talk about.
No, and that's fine. I don't want to go there, Mr. Cooper. I understand where the situation is, and hey, that's God bless them. God bless them all, and I hope that they're listening to this program. Mr. Cooper, thank you very much. You do a lot of hard work out there, and myself and other patriots in the Long Beach area, we do listen to you. We do support you the best way we possibly can, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the phones are open, 520-333-4578, and we'll try what we tried on Thursday one more time. We've already had one call. And see what we can make out of the rest of this hour. 520-333-4578 is the number.
Here's the king of the monsters, Boris Karloff, telling you about the Haunted Strangler.
How do you do? Imagine, if you please, a black, moonless night. You're on a street, alone in the darkness. Suddenly, out of the shadows, there is a furtive movement. Another poor soul has met the Haunted Strangler. And you will meet this monstrous madman, too, when you see my new motion picture, The Haunted Strangler. You won't forget him.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey,
Steve.
John from New Jersey. I want to ask you a question. That cigar-shaped thing's on your Atlanta
No. It's on Project Red Light.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you had it on the Atlanta, including Atlanta seminar you had.
Boy, these things, all these CD players are starting to have minds of their own. I apologize for the musical interruption here. If you could start over, I think I've got everything under control now.
Well, you had Atlanta seminar, and the tapes on that shows that cigar-shaped saucer, or whatever you want to call it.
I don't remember that. I know it's on Project Red Light 1 and Project Red Light 2.
Project Red Light 1 or 2, or what? But I think it's on that tape. Also included in that tape was the Kennedy assassination, which is great. I've been showing that to people for 4 or 5 years now, and they can't believe it.
But you know, that was years ago, and I gave several lectures in Atlanta, and so I don't really know which tape you're talking about. It could be one of many. But
you explained the Masonic. And you read a lot about the Masonic.
I always do that. There's no sense in going back and rehashing it. I understand that you have a tape of one of my Atlanta lectures,
yeah,
which also has some of this material on it.
Yeah, were three people went up to the mountain with you?
Yeah, well, then you have a rare tape, because there weren't very many of them made, and there weren't very many of them sold.
Yeah.
So so if I were you, I would protect it.
Absolutely. I got a copy of Linda's... Waco continues too. Absolutely, one of her first two. Probably want to ask you. Just recently, and over a short wave, been hearing about some Delta Force guys that were at Waco, got killed mysteriously or down in a helicopter crash. Is there any validity to that?
I haven't heard anything about that.
You have to
understand that I've been working on other things for the past about 3 weeks. I haven't been paying any attention. I tried to get people to call in and tell me what's been going on with the Waco thing on Thursday night. I continued to work on my projects over the weekend, and then I got sick early Sunday morning, or I should say Monday morning, and I wasn't really able to get out of bed until this morning. And so I don't know what's going on, so you have to tell me. Is there any truth to it? Where did you hear this?
The Alex Jones Show, or a couple of shows. Alex Jones and I forgot the other show was on. Two or three gentlemen that were in Squadron B of the Delta Force died. One was a colonel.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about these training accidents that have been happening.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were at Waco or not. I don't know if these people were at Waco. All I know is that they... they've had at least three or four deaths due to training accidents within like the last week or two.
Yeah.
Which is pretty high casualty rate from training accidents, I got to tell you that. But whether these people were at Waco or not, I don't know. And how do these other people know?
Well, that's the, I don't think they claim they're just.
I think they're full of crap, to tell you the truth. I think they're coming off the top of their head and exploiting this Waco thing, and they don't know. Maybe they were. Maybe they weren't. But what I'm going to tell you right now is if I don't know they were there, I can guarantee you that none of those people know they were there either.
Yeah, well, that's what I figured.
Because I know more about Waco than any of them ever will.
Absolutely, because I remember way back when.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill, thanks a lot. And,
you're welcome.
And Pooh and Allison, God bless them.
Well, thank you for that.
All right, take care.
I really appreciate that.
All right, take care.
Good night. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Thank you very, very much for that, as a matter of fact, is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. How are you doing? This is Kurt from Buffalo, New York.
Pretty good. Better than yesterday.
I wanted to say it's a wonderful, wonderful pleasure to hear you back on the air again. I used to listen to you back on WWCR, and I went through a job change and a move. And I've pretty much gotten out of my radios and stuff for a few months. And I turned around.
Sounds like a few years to me.
And you were gone. And I, for the life of me, couldn't figure out where you were. And I was flipping through about a month ago through a bunch of old Popcom magazines. And saw a QSL card from WBCQ and figured, a new one to check out. And I swear to God, there you were. And it was like a breath of fresh air.
Well, you know, it's like coming full circle. Alan Weiner, who owns WBCQ, is really, well, that's not true. Scott Becker actually made it possible for me to get a radio show on satellite, but I didn't think anybody was listening. And then Alan Weiner and Johnny Lightning were also up there on satellite with Radio New York International. And they liked my show, and they contacted me, and they helped me learn how to do radio. So really, the three people who are responsible for this broadcast even existing and surviving beyond the first few months is Scott Becker, Alan Weiner, and Johnny Lightning.
That's great. Yeah, I remember, Galaxy 5 or something you used to have your satellite show on?
Oh, I've had my show on several satellites. I don't even remember them all.
Something about the last caller, trying to call in, I was listening. I heard something on another station last night pretty much stating the same thing, that a lot of these D-Force guys are turning up dead, and some of them were, I guess, up for re-ups or something, and were told that if you didn't re-up, you know, you'd better consider career changes or something along those lines. And
well, if you don't re-up, of course you got to consider a career change. I mean, re-upping is extending your contract with the military.
Yeah.
And if you don't re-up, then you're going to have a career change, whether you want it or not.
One other question that I really had was concerning Linda Thompson. You really haven't heard much from her at all?
I haven't heard anything from her for about 2 years, at least 2 years, maybe longer.
I remember... just about, I guess, after she came out with her videos, she was on one of the primetime news magazines. I think it was Primetime Live, and they had her on camera, and they were showing the film, and she's showing on the video the flame coming out of the gas jet on the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, when I think it was Ted Koppel showed his copy of the tape, as the tank backed out of the building, it looked like it was shimmering. And they said, that's sunlight reflection off of it.
Yeah,
if you were in the military, when was the last time you saw a shiny tank, Bill?
There is no such thing as a shiny tank. The sunlight does not shine off of a tank or reflect off of it or any armored vehicle or military equipment. And it's absolutely impossible. The military has spent hundreds of millions of dollars to create paints and coatings to put on military equipment so that they do not reflect sunlight. You can't go to war with equipment that gives your position away by reflecting sunlight.
It's like a fresh coat of wax.
Well, it's just a total lie. What they did is to digitize the images. They eliminated the little small flame that ignites the inflammable material that always shoots out of a flamethrower. They eliminated that, and they created an artificial reflection on the turret and the side of the tank, and also on something that was flopping like a piece of the building that had come away and was hanging on the side of the tank. And it was all digitized, and it was all fake. Linda Thompson was exactly 100% right. She was correct. And I don't blame her for disappearing. The people who should have supported her and should have known better, who call themselves patriots, are nothing more than just an extension of the great mass of ignorant, stupid sheeple. They were the first ones to desert her and vilify her and attack her, when if it wasn't for Linda Thompson, there would never have been any questions whatsoever raised about what happened in Waco, Texas. What's happening now would never have happened in a million years. No one would have ever questioned anything that went on down there. I tried very hard. I broadcast from there. But you see, this is a visually oriented society. Even though I broadcast and I had proof and all kinds of stuff and I was telling the world what was going on, it was Linda Thompson's video that brought the attention of the world to Waco, Texas. And I am so ashamed of the American people, and especially those who call themselves patriots, for what they did to Linda Thompson. They should hang their head in shame. They should be tied up to a post, as far as I'm concerned, and whipped. It's just absolutely the most despicable, backstabbing turnabout that I have ever seen in my life against a woman who literally, and I mean this as one of the greatest compliments that I could ever give to any woman on this entire world, who literally had more balls than any man in this country when it was needed.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
It's a crying shame. Well, listen, like I said, first of all, thank you for letting me get on the air with you.
You're welcome.
Nice to talk to you. Keep doing what you're doing. You are appreciated. And my best to your family.
Thank you.
If I can ask you to do me one small favor. You used to play the poem Visitor from the Past. Once in a while.
Visitor from the Past?
Yeah. I think it was written by...
Are you talking about Dave Mann's thing?
Texas State Trooper.
No. He lives right here with me. He is an Arizona Department of Public Safety officer. He's one of the best men I've ever met in my life. He is truly a man who honors his oath to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. He is not somebody who will stop you just to give you a ticket. He will only stop you if it's necessary for your own safety. He is a true American patriot, and he is an Arizona Highway Patrol officer.
I stand corrected.
And he is one of the best friends that I've ever had in my life. And, yes, I won't play it tonight, but how about tomorrow night?
Sounds great. I'd love to get it on tape.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
You too. 520-333-4570. See how things get twisted, folks? How in the world could anybody ever think that Dave was a Texas State Highway Patrol officer? I mean, it's just, things just come out of left field that don't even belong. Nobody threw that ball. You know what I'm talking about? We're in a baseball game, and I just caught a ball that nobody ever threw. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm just an eager citizen, willing to help. And I appreciate your broadcast, living here just down the side of the mountain. And the best I can do right now is just to record all your music the best I can and listen. I'm just affected by what I read in the Round Valley, and I listen.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your call. You know, most people in the Round Valley, because they're so close to me in this radio station, are petrified. I happen to know that most of the Valley listens to this broadcast, and an awful lot listen to 101.1 24 hours a day, but they haven't got the guts to vocally and publicly support what we do. And that's a shame. So you have just stood out from the crowd, my friend, and you have established yourself as somebody that's above and beyond the cowardly norm.
Well, I call myself an eager citizen, willing to help.
Well, I hear you, and I appreciate it.
Play some more Leonard Cohen.
Well, I play an awful lot of him because I like his stuff, not only because it's good, but because he's a socialist and he sort of tells us what's coming.
Well, there's all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But I have a hand on the off dial, too, so
good.
It all comes and goes.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Well, that's a treat. That's a real treat. See, while most of the people in this valley listen to this broadcast, there's only a handful that have the guts to admit it. It's amazing, I got to tell you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Cooper. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Hello.
One of the things I just want to say, if there's ever a time, I don't know, you never really mention it, is there anything that people can do to help you?
What do you mean to help me?
Well, you've done so much for us as far as just give us information. There's sometimes, you know, it's like sometimes you might need a hand or something or for us to send you something. We're not saying money, just anything, just to help you along to keep your show going or what have you. I mean, we buy the videos and my friends and I listen to your show like, you know, every evening, but maybe there's sometimes that you need something that we could just send you.
Well, you have to understand, because of the fact that there have been warrants issued for my arrest, I can't go down and get a job. And I have to survive the best way that I can. And so we always need money. I prefer that you buy or purchase what we have to offer. And that helps, and it also realizes the American dream. But if you can't, or you won't, or you don't want any of the things that we offer, or you've already got all the things that we offer, then some kind of a steady contribution would certainly help.
Okay.
Because at the end of every single month, except at the beginning of the year or whenever we hold our annual sale, it's a battle to meet our expenses, and I mean a real battle. Whenever we hold our annual sale, we usually bring in enough money to last about 3 months. After that, it's, again, the battle starts all over again, and if we're able to meet all of our expenditures at the end of the month, we're really, really lucky. See, I used to be able to travel and speak and go to all these seminars and survival expos and all of these things all across the country. And so I used to be able to provide for my family and fund all of the things that we did really, really well and without much of a problem. We didn't get rich, and at the end of the year, there wasn't any kind of a big surplus left over, and whatever was, you know, went into the Charitable Foundation Trust. That's all changed now. You see, I'm stuck up here on top of this mountain. And I can't go and travel and speak. I can't do all of the things that I used to be able to do. So without the support of the listening audience, either purchasing what we have to offer or making regular donations in support of what we're doing for the good of the nation, and it should be for the good of the nation. It should not be for the good of me. It should be because I'm doing what's right for the good of the nation. And then, you know, if you believe that and you're making regular contributions, we can survive and we can continue to do this.
Okay, well, definitely I understand that. We'll continue to buy your material. Two other just real quick questions. One is I got a lot of people interested in the offshore trust.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that you spoke about, I also purchased the $50 packet of information.
Uh-huh.
People want to know, what is really the minimum, other than like $200 a joint, what is the minimum amount people can really start up with their finances? Because now, for some reason or another, you start to see, or I start to see on television and stuff like that, they're talking about, well, most people can't start up a trust unless they have $12,000 or $15,000.
No. It's all in that report. The very most that anybody needs is $2,000 and that's only if you want the Freedom Card.
Right, that's okay. I understand.
That's the very most that you need to start.
Just to get it going,
and that's why we did this.
Okay,
you can get it going, and you can have a trust for $800, but you won't have some of the other benefits, and you won't have the Freedom Card unless you commit $2,000. But you can join for $200, and for $200, that gives you the right to sell trusts or sell memberships,
right.
And each time you do that, you earn money that you can put toward your own trust. And you can actually get your trust for nothing by doing that. This is one of the reasons that I think this is such a great program. Now, I've had trust with Pill for years.
Okay.
But I never, ever promoted Pill or tried to sell these trusts until it became absolutely necessary for me because I have to, in some way, funnel money to my family who's no longer in this country. I don't even know where they're at. I can't know where they're at, because the minute that I know where they're at or there's any communication attempted between them and me, then the government will know where they're at.
I understand.
Okay? So there is an underground network that got them out of the country and funnels money from me to them. And this is a secure network. I guarantee you that the government will not know where this money goes or how it goes, and neither will I. And I have to have complete 100% faith in the people that control and run this underground network. And it's all part of the Second Continental Army, the Republic Militia, which I have been a member of for many years.
Mm-hmm. And you explained yourself, I think, very well, very clearly, consistently. And that I appreciate. And just lastly, actually, is will you ever talk about to the public how to get themselves once again with the satellite or get their own TV station? I know you'd mentioned it in passing, but you haven't really maybe explained it. Maybe we can all start off small TV stations, as in low power broadcasting systems.
Like well, that. You can you not only TV stations, but low power FM stations.
Right, and I follow that on your website.
And that's the whole reason why the United States government, the FCC, is proposing licensing low power FM stations now, is because we have forced them against the wall. And I'm the one who originated the whole legal strategy, and put it out for people to use, and that is that they have no jurisdiction except over interstate and international commerce. If it's intrastate broadcasting, where the broadcasting is conducted solely within the territorial boundaries of the state within which you live, the federal government has no jurisdiction to license, to penalize, to regulate, or anything else whatsoever. And so, yes, I want to do that again, and I'm going to do that again, and we're going to talk about those things, but we're out of time.
Okay.
So I got to let you go.
I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
That's it, folks. Good night. God bless each and every one of you. Pooh, Allison, Annie, God bless you. I love you. I miss you. Oh, you have no idea how much I miss you. My heart aches for you. I want to especially thank the caller from the Round Valley. And you know what? That caller puts the rest of you to shame. All of you in the Round Valley who are listening, who are afraid that you'll be chastised by your church members or your neighbors or your boss. You know what it really says about you, though? It says you're a coward. You don't have the courage of your convictions. And that's a shame. That's a shame. This is supposed to be the United States of America. Even that caller was afraid somebody would recognize his voice, and he certainly didn't want his identity known, which is okay with me. I never beg the difference on identity. It takes guts to call. Good night, folks.
The Hour of the Time may be contacted at HOT, that's H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, in the state of Arizona, 85925. Our phone number is 928-333-2942, and our website is www.hourofthetime.com.